have a Christmas present I want to give you tonight. I was flying home several weeks ago and writing what I thought was going to be a column for a magazine, a Christmas column, and the Lord reminded me that so much of what I write is for others other than this body, and that I should not have this published, that I should wait and just bring it home and give it to you. So I'm going to read something to you tonight. Home for Christmas. It has both a nostalgic and an urgent ring to it. Home for Christmas. Businessmen and women buying and selling, creating and convincing, all clear the calendar for that most important day. Every other day of the year, priorities demand the making of money, the teaching of students, the care of things. But on Christmas, the world of commerce and trade settles into rest. Busy businessmen lounge around the house with their children while things like trade agreements and real estate deals and marketing and sales and plans and projects all take back seats to the important things like carving the turkey and the opening of inane but precious gifts from under the tree. Dignified college professors, their cheeks ruddy and hair blowing in the wind, race up and down the sidewalks, laughing and shouting as they hold on to small grandchildren riding bicycles with training wheels. Ranchers and dairymen quickly finish their morning chores so they can take off muddy boots and join the family at a Christmas breakfast, laughing with children and chuckling with grandparents. Computer experts, physicians, engineers, all intellectuals, all degreed and pedigreed, sit cross-legged under trees, waist-deep in wrapping paper, while happy children and barking dogs turn them into little children again, at least for that special day. Gangsters and tax evaders, liars and drunkards and adulterers and prostitutes, even members of the mafia, all turn aside on Christmas to kneel at communion rails and shed a tear of thanksgiving for the birth of a baby in a manger so many centuries ago. Home for Christmas. I write this aboard a jet airliner speeding south from one of the nation's great northern cities. How eager I am to face my wife, to embrace my grown children, to grab my little grandchildren and swing them high in the air and listen as they squeal, "Papa's home." How eager I am to sit quietly with dear friends, my extended family, to embrace, to whisper "I love you" in the ear of men as well as women who are committed to me as they are to their own families. To come to this time and this place and mingle with my brothers and sisters who make up this wonderful tabernacle family. To embrace, to laugh, to shed tears of joy, to feel at home with you, my loved ones. Home for Christmas. My oldest son will be driving halfway across the nation, driving through the night after finishing a work day in the nation's capital to be home for Christmas. Our youngest daughter will fight the mobs which throng the highways and airports, coming from the middle of America to be with her family at Christmas. We all join that mob of desperate, happy, lonely, cheerful, waiting in crowded terminals and driving through the night hours, trying to make the magic deadline. Home for Christmas. Broken-hearted parents sit and wait by the telephone, anxiously scanning the mail, hoping the memories of past loves and past Christmases will stir the heart of a runaway child and bring some word, even if it is only anonymous, of safety and love. Runaway children, some young, some very old, walk city sidewalks, huddle in lonely motel rooms, sit and stare in the drab apartments on this, the loneliest night of the year, yearning for something to happen so that they can hurdle that wall of pride and reach out for home. Home for Christmas. Men on ships at sea hang tinsel and decorations on gray steel pipes that run through the bowels of a boat, hoping somehow to make it look like home. Soldiers are in far-flung military outposts in the wet, cold regions of Northern Asia and Europe, in the sticky climes of South Pacific, in the desert frontier of the Middle East, standing lonely, watch duty around olive-drab military trucks, sitting in lonely guardhouses at the gates of the post, all dreaming of home. Airmen, cramped in the cockpits of flying cannons, high in the darkened and silent skies on Christmas Eve, look upward for a star and then down over tilted wing at the winking lights below, and misty-eyed desire the touch of a mother's hand, the warmth of a father's love, the squeals of brothers and sisters, cookies and candles, and a choir singing Silent Night. Home for Christmas. For many, far too many, it is only a longing, an impossible yearning. In hospitals, while suction machines whir and monitors bleep, some are fighting for their lives. Christmas is but a card, a small wreath on the lunch tray, the gentle touch of a nurse's hand to say, "I'm with you this night." Others, locked away in sanitariums, wish somehow the world could understand that even mental disease does not erase that mystical longing, that cry from the heart for love and home. Home, please take me home, at least for tonight. In jails and prison, men and women, black and white, lay on steel cots facing concrete walls, or they stare upward at gray ceilings with peeling paint covered with faded obscenities written by those who have walked this angry path before, and all, strong and weak alike, finally bury their faces in the mildewed canvas of a lumpy pillow and cry away the evening. Home for Christmas. In nursing homes, neglected and forgotten by loved ones now busy with their own affairs, the grand old people of this world reach out for small groups of strangers who come with cookies and carols, reach out for indifferent attendants bitter over the rotation system that forces them to work on this day when no man should work, reach out for a voice on the radio or a face on the television. Reach out to anyone who might bring a message of comfort and cheer. And yet, the carol writer is right when he says, "God rest ye merry, gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay." Worlds fall on shaking heads and blank eyes. God rest ye merry? What merriment can there be for ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if they're not home for Christmas? Why all this homesickness? Why is it just a cup of cold water seems so blessed on the day when loneliness sweeps the world like an epidemic? Why do people like the Salvation Army lassies take on an almost saintly hue at Christmas as they ring their little bells to let you know that they, even if you do not, will minister to the lost, the lonely, the homeless? Could this homesickness come from God himself? Jesus lying in a bed of straw on Christmas Day, is it possible he missed his Father? Could it be that the memory of heaven still lingered, that some of those infant tears were tears of homesickness? Yet like those missionaries who gather their families about them in heathen cities, who hang red and yellow decorations on a banana tree in some sticky jungle, who walk through some maddening market in the Orient where the world roars by without even knowing the name of the baby, much less his birthday. Like men and women like that, he too was on a mission. His mission was to bring heaven to earth. His mission was to take the kingdom he had known and establish it here on this planet. His mission was to put home in our hearts. Men and women would not have to throng taverns and blast their brains with sound and fill their bodies with chemicals and destroy themselves with frantic sin. Then children would not have to run away to find out who they are. Then faith would replace gambling. Love would overcome lust. Because home is here and now. Jesus has brought it, placed it in our hearts. God rest ye merry, gentlemen. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place. And with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. Thus hold the tide of Christmas all others do deface. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy.
God rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior, born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone. Hey.